A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Yep, that's right. It is time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the number one conspiracy theory podcast there is on the internet right now.
As according to us, yes. Only. That's pretty much it. That's not a real statistic. Those are our statistics. But my name is Devin. That douchebag over there is Gunner.
Why am I at douchebag level already? Like, I didn't do anything wrong yet.
Well, yeah, not on our podcast, but you forget that we still work together.
I know. I did a lot of douchey things in the last probably few days here, so we don't need to ride through all of them, though. List them all off, because I don't want to expose myself to my douchebaggery.
We do not. But we're going to dive into conspiracy theory that I have some more information on. So there's a couple things. We had last week we talked about Wayfair.
Yeah, Wayfair, which, by the way, blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, I mean, just crazy. We also had some people that messaged us or commented with other conspiracies that I need to dive into a little bit.
Okay.
There were two things, one of which is like a super, super sad. It's kind of along the same lines as Wayfair.
Which Wayfair was horrible, if it's all true.
Yeah, with like the human trafficking and all that. So one of them we're going to have to like have some very, we'll have to do two, like that one and then like a light-hearted one after. We'll talk about aliens after or something.
Yeah, something easy.
Yeah, exactly. But we aren't diving. We're going to dive into that stuff over the next couple weeks. So thank you to those that are commenting and sending us this stuff, because we love it.
Yeah. And if you want to get a hold of us, where can people find us online?
At One Conspiracy and a Lie on Facebook and on Instagram.
Gotta love that. And of course, subscribe to the show on all the podcast platforms, Apple, all that stuff, Spotify.
We're now on sparksradio.com.
Yeah, doing that as well. So we got some cool stuff going on. So this is going to be good. And, we'll get to your stuff and then we'll toss my bullshit in at the later, where I make up one conspiracy and one's actually out there. So we'll see where we're at with the score.
Yes,
I don't know.
The score right now is I have 12 and you have 9.
Yeah, because last week, I just didn't bring the thunder. I didn't bring the heat,
You didn't. And I'm no longer, because there's one story that's a real conspiracy that's out there in the world, and there's one that you totally made up on your own.
Yeah.
And I, up until now, I have been giving you what your tells are, how I know which one's fake. I'm not doing that anymore because you caught up real fast. As soon as I was telling you what you were doing, which is good because I wanted you to be, just a better person.
In general,
but a better conspiracy theory podcaster.
Okay.
So, but you caught up way too fast, so I am no longer giving you your tells.
Well, that's fine, because today I think I took all the tells out of it, so I don't think you're going to know a single thing here.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So before we get to that, we're going to talk about my news, which is Planet Nine.
Dude, I love Planet Nine. I don't know much about it, but I want to know everything about it.
So Planet Nine, for anybody who doesn't know, is basically the ninth planet.
Yeah.
Right? So it is, there's all these theories based around a hypothetical planet.
Okay.
Which, super, super cool. So this one isn't so much on like conspiracy, but you and I love space and aliens.
Yeah, we love space and aliens, and we got to find them all.
Yeah, exactly. So this one, Planet Nine, is basically a massive ice giant.
Okay.
I love that when you're reading through any of these articles or any of this stuff on planets, they either refer to them as ice giants or gas giants.
Well, the thing is, okay, so an ice giant is cool because here's the deal. Like,
what's Earth then?
Okay, so, well, Earth is just Earth. Okay, so Earth is like
a rock giant.
It's kind of like it's a rocky planet that has water on it. Okay, but then you look at like Europa, one of the moons out there. I think it's the moon of Jupiter, right? One of the moons of Jupiter. Yeah,
sure.
And it's an ice world where they think like giant squid live underneath the ice. Like, they think that's where they'll find alien life.
What?
You didn't know this shit?
Oh my gosh, we should be talking about that.
You didn't know Europa, dude? Okay, number one, Europa is super cool because, yeah, it's an ice world that they want to actually send down. They want to send a craft onto it that can drill through the ice and then put some kind of submarine in there, like a small submarine with a camera, because they think if they get to the bottom of it, that's where there's going to be like, because even if they're like flying around, like they've taken pictures of Europa, there are like giant, like water that shoots out through like a geyser, kind of like it shoots out. So they know there's liquid water underneath or there's liquid underneath this ice. So they think if they can get to the bottom where there's some, some ground heat, going on and stuff, that they'll come across like squid or some kind of alien life on Europa. It's a fact, Jack.
Okay, that is crazy. We're pivoting right now.
Okay, let's pivot.
This is a big pivot. Okay. I just found an article, and the title is, Are Octopuses Aliens from Outer Space That Were Brought to Earth by Meteors?
Oh, see, I've read this article. Let's talk about this. I love this topic.
This is crazy. And the first sentence, like just straight up three words, octopuses are aliens.
Yeah, see, okay. I think I read this a year ago. I don't know when this is from, but I know I've seen this article.
There are 30. This is, yeah, it was end of 2018.
Okay, beautiful.
So there's 33 researchers. So this is not just a conspiracy. This is published, peer-reviewed scientific journal researchers.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not referring to aliens in like the metaphorical sense, but literal aliens from outer space.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Octopuses. This is crazy. Well, see, this is. I'm so glad that you said that because this is a great pivot.
Okay, so here's the deal. They, when it comes to an octopus, they say it's a very intelligent creature that has all these tendencies that are things that are not on this. Like the planet wouldn't have ever created an animal like that. Okay.
Sure.
So when I read this, and then you read about the stuff with Europa, how it's a water world and all this stuff.
But I don't understand how they can say that when. Oh my gosh. We in one of our first few podcast episodes, we talked about the ocean and how like 96% of it hasn't even been explored.
Exactly.
So how can they say that?
I think it's some of the tendencies that they have, like the octopus has, because they've studied the octopus and they I think they can just like say this is not from this planet. Now, is it from the planet? Probably. I can't imagine an octopus traveling by a meteor. How does that even look?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you.
Okay, please.
Because this is, there's a whole thing on this. And okay. This is from researchers.
Yeah.
This is crazy. So, the question in here is, what are the claims being made? Okay. They suggest that it was the Cambrian explosion, a sudden burst of life that occurred around 540 million years ago.
Okay.
Was the result of extraterrestrial intervention.
All right.
Okay. So they're talking about a Big Bang, basically, but I would assume before that, right?
Yeah, well, the Big Bang happened billions of years ago, didn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, we don't know that information.
So this was 540 million years ago. So now they're saying, how would the scientists suggest this works? Specifically, they're proposing the idea that aliens, they crash into Earth in a meteor.
Okay.
Okay, infected a population of primitive squid and caused them to evolve into octopuses.
Okay, see, this is amazing.
Oh my gosh, another theory suggests that fertilized squid or octopus eggs were delivered to Earth by a meteor. So, you know, some version of that. And then they have an actual scientist. They have a clip of an actual scientist's Twitter page with this information on it. So what I think what's just blowing my mind right now is the fact that this isn't just a conspiracy. This is like real stuff. This is like when we dive into space and aliens.
Yeah.
And we talk about some like real researchers that talk about aliens like... That's crazy.
Well, it's one of those situations where I could see this being real. I could see it being totally made up. But the fact that people are looking into this kind of stuff is why they want to get to Europa and put a submarine down in it, because they think they're going to find a very similar creature to a squid or an octopus down there underneath the ice. Because it's a giant water world, man, under that ocean. Apparently, the ocean of Europa has more water than the planet Earth does.
What?
Yes. And it's smaller than Earth, but there's no land there. So it's all a giant ball of water. It has more water than the Earth has, which is crazy to think. You have to think something's down there.
I mean, you would have to think so. This is just crazy. There's another article and it just says, could giants lurk beneath Europa's icy shell?
See, like, that's the thing.
I am going to be going down a rabbit hole.
Oh God, Europa. You got to look into Europa.
This is crazy. How did I not know about
this? I don't
know.
I've gone down so many rabbit holes when it comes to Europa. In fact, there is a sci-fi movie on Netflix about astronauts trying to fly to Europa. That's a fascinating movie that everybody should watch. It's kind of like a thriller a little bit. It's very, very good.
Yeah. What's it called again?
I think it might just be, it's on Netflix. I think it's just Europa, or if you type in Europa, I'm sure it'll pop up.
Oh, I'm doing that this weekend.
It's a great movie. Like I said, it's a sci-fi, so it's not like, it's not factual or anything, but it's just a great movie to watch, and the ending is awesome.
Sure. Oh my gosh, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of those things I need to spend more time digging into.
Yeah.
Because think of, okay, on the podcast, we've talked about this, where I get like real wound up and excited talking about how we've only like underwater exploration, right?
Yeah.
I love the idea of like sea creatures and all of that stuff, just as much as I love talking about aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think in the ocean, there are these massive beasts that we don't know about.
100%. There's
right?
No, there has to be so many things that exist out there. Like, you know, there's like, you know, people talk about the megalodon, the giant sharks from like,
yes.
the, you know, the prehistoric sharks that are just
yeah.
giant sharks. I bet there's still a few of them out there.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff like when, especially when they talk about, how, okay, we haven't explored all these areas and there's areas in the ocean that are like sealed off.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was, what was that? Wasn't that the movie Megalodon?
Yeah, the Meg. Was it called the Meg?
Meg?
Wasn't that it? Where it's like,
yeah.
it's below a certain thing and nobody yes. could get really down there.
Yep. And so that's where like they actually go down and like it's been, this area has been like sealed off or it's like its own little ecosystem.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff is super cool.
Well, yeah, that's where all like the dinosaurs still probably are, right? You'd think there's a dinosaur or two down there.
Well, it would be water dinosaurs.
Yeah, well, yeah, but yeah. water dinosaurs were a thing. I like how we're calling them water dinosaurs. You know, they had like official names. Oh, the fucking water dinosaurs. Yeah, but that's the thing.
It's not a shark. It's a fucking water dinosaur.
It's a fucking water dinosaur, man. It's not a shark, but you'd even think like the shark must have evolved. Oh, man, we're all over the place here. I like
we
this.
We are. That's okay.
But,
love it.
But you would think the shark evolved from some kind of dinosaur, right? It had to
yep.
have. It had to have. Like, so what's the ancient, the prehistoric dinosaur shark look like? It's the megalodon, but like there must have been other dinosaur sharks out there, right?
Yeah, you would think so.
You would think the waters in, you know, when dinosaurs are roaming the earth, you would think the oceans were, you know, you think T-Rex, you think all this stuff, but then you have to think to yourself, man, those oceans were probably the most violent place to be.
Oh, absolutely. So there's two little pieces of this article that we need to touch on really quick.
Yeah.
Because it actually kind of ties all of this together. They say that the hunt, so now at on Europa, the hunt for extraterrestrial life is well underway and that later this decade.
Well, because this is 2018, so later. They're probably talking about this now.
I know, but this is like, they're saying later this decade. Well, this was released in late 2018.
Yeah, so
why wouldn't you just say next year?
Yeah, next year or the year after. Like, we're trying to get to Europa.
Anyway, they plan to send the Europa Clipper probe to collect a sample from the jets of water Europa occasionally sends into space.
Oh, I think they did that. I think
okay,
they did
so
that in 2019.
That we need to look into. They also have early plans for a possible Europa lander.
Yeah, that's what they want.
Which could look for life. How cool would that be?
I'm telling you, dude, they're going to drill through. I think you have to go through... What did I read? I just read it the other day, how far you have to drill through the ice. I mean, it's not an easy drill. You'd have to have like, it's pretty, the ice is very thick. So
yeah.
I think it was like 20 feet of ice you got to get through or something like that to
yeah.
get down to the ocean. But if you have the right spaceship, man, or the right, because
yep.
I don't know, you have to fly a spaceship there. But,
oh, yeah.
But it has to be unmanned. And then you got to have to, I mean, the rover has to be pretty big. I mean, I can't even imagine trying to develop
like,
that.
But I feel like the whole being unmanned thing just like isn't an issue. I mean, it is. But like in today's day and age with technology.
Yeah, it's not. But it's how do you get a drill big enough on some kind of rover that's 20 feet that just like, does it move itself up? And I don't even know what that looks like. I mean, can you imagine being the guy? You're sitting in the room. You're like
yeah.
this engineer guy. And they're like, hey, so we need you to develop this rover, okay?
Yeah.
That we're going to control from Earth. We're sending
that would
you to
be
Europa.
Like a dream job for some of these engineers.
Yeah.
That would be a flipping dream job.
And then it's like, okay, but it also has to have a drill and it has to be able to deal with, you know, temperatures that are like negative 250 degrees
yeah.
at its warmest. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's got to work because we got to find an alien.
That is just crazy. If you've gone down a rabbit hole of Europa or any of this, let us know what you think. We'll post, of course, up on Facebook and Instagram. They're also saying the same scientist in this article also is saying that they should be doing the same type of research into the oceans. They're saying that they need to be exploring just what we were talking about, more of the oceans. Like he's basically saying, why is only 96%? Or how come that much of it is unexplored? Like in today's day and age, isn't there a way to do this? They're saying they're making steps in the direction, this organization, making steps in a direction to explore the Hadal zone, which is about 11 kilometers below the ocean's surface.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Super cool. So
okay.
They're taking the same ways that they're looking at Europa, they want to do with Earth.
Well, okay, so here's what I think. Okay, and this is where it all comes back to conspiracy theories. I think they've actually explored more of the oceans that they're ever going to tell you, right?
Sure.
I think they have found things they're never going to tell anybody about.
What would be the reason for keeping it?
Well, because there's probably some real scary shit out there. There's probably, dude, number one, you know they have an underwater, like, governments have, like, probably underwater bases in these oceans, right? There's no way they don't. There's probably, like, underwater bases. You know they have a base on the moon. Guaranteed there's a base on the moon no one's talking about.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, there's all these things that are out there. Oh, we haven't explored 96% of the oceans. That's a lot of oceans to go unexplored. You know what I'm saying?
But probably a lot of, like, that's actually very true.
There's fucking things out there they just don't talk about because there probably is a megalodon out there. You know what the kind of panic that's going to cause if there's a megalodon in the Pacific Ocean?
No, it's not going to cause panic, because if the megalodon hasn't, like, come after us at this point, why would it?
Well, because the megalodon is not fully grown yet. It hasn't grown legs yet to crawl onto Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying?
God, could you imagine?
I know, a shark with legs. That's what's coming next. That's 2021 for you in a nutshell.
Actually, yeah, after the year we've had that, that wouldn't surprise me.
Well, there we go. Europa. You got to look into these moons, though, too.
Yeah, so if there's, you said there's a documentary.
It's not a documentary. It's a fictional movie, but it's great. But there are a lot of, like, YouTube. You go down YouTube on Europa. There's also other moons out there,
yeah,
right around the same, I think it's all Jupiter or Saturn, one of them, and one of them has a methane, oceans of methane on it. They think there might be life on that thing. It's a rocky world too. I'm telling you, the moons of some of those giant planets, that's the rabbit hole you need to go down.
Oh my gosh. Well, now I've got weekend plans.
Yeah, yeah, weekend plans. It's called
there
YouTube and Europa.
It's a well-known fact that I'm a pretty boring person. Gunner over there has got 4 kids, a wife, and has a literal circus in your house.
Yeah, it's a circus.
And I have a husband and a dog, and we live very, very peaceful lives, very boring lives, and it's amazing. So stuff like this is wonderful because this is now what I'm going to do this weekend.
Stuff like this, I still have time to watch. I do it while I'm doing the dishes. You know what I'm saying? I pop in my Bluetooth headphones. I tell everybody, leave me the fuck alone. I'm watching YouTube videos on Europa.
There you go.
All right. Well, there's that. So lots to dive into there for sure.
Quite the pivot.
You know, it's a pivot, but at the same time, it's a pivot that needs to be discussed. Europa, I'm telling you. The second they find a fucking squid on that thing, all bets are off, man.
That's crazy.
I'm telling you, octopus. I should get a pet octopus now and study it. Can you get that as a pet? Like, put in a tank?
Probably not.
Well, I could do whatever I want. Well, I don't know where to get an octopus. They're probably expensive.
If you know where to get an octopus, let us know.
All right. Well, that's that bullshit. Now it's time for my bullshit, where I have two different stories, two different conspiracy theories, one of which I actually found on the internet. The other one I made up completely. What's the current score here? Because we're keeping track.
12 to 9. I'm ahead.
Okay, you're ahead, but I made a comeback last week. Man, I was closing the gap. I'm still...
Yeah, you are. You're only 3 behind.
I think by the time we get to episode 30, I will be in the lead here. That's my prediction.
Okay,
so here we go. Two stories. The first one is Loch Ness Monster in Montana. The Loch Ness Monster in Montana. Ready for this?
Yep.
Okay, Flathead Lake in Montana is a tourist destination in the summertime, not only for its amazing outdoor scenery, but also because of a creature that lurks in the water. Okay. In 1889, a captain of a ship reported seeing a 30-foot lake monster and described it by saying it had a long neck, dark eyes, and fins. The lake monster has reportedly been seen 109 times since 2018, and people say it is identical to pictures of the Loch Ness Monster.
Well, the only pictures they have of the Loch Ness Monster are like a little blurb. It looks like a log in the... Nobody has like full photos.
This is just what I'm saying. This is a conspiracy theory that's out there on the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, well, the other one I have. I mean, I could see a Loch Ness Monster being in almost any lake, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, just pop up. Oh, yeah. It's a log. I don't know. I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw the Loch Ness.
Well, if you go far enough down the rabbit hole, those things do exist.
Yeah. Every single time. Here's the next one. Houdini traveled through time. Harry Houdini was an illusionist who captivated audiences in the early 1900s with his skills of being able to escape out of handcuffs and straitjackets. While he was ahead of his time with that, several pictures have surfaced of a man that appears to be a splitting image of Harry Houdini dating back to 1826, which was 50 years before he was born.
Okay.
Several diaries were also uncovered where Houdini was mentioned by name, causing a conspiracy theory where people think that Houdini was able to travel through time.
Okay, so I feel very confident in my decision this week.
Okay.
But obviously, there's a very good chance I'm wrong.
Okay.
I think you made up the Loch Ness Monster.
You think I made up the Loch Ness Monster in Montana?
Yes.
Are you going to tell me why?
No.
You're not going to tell me why?
No.
The one that I made up today is Houdini traveled through time.
No!
Apparently, there's a Loch Ness monster in Flathead Lake in Montana. I don't know what town that's in.
No way.
Yep, I made up. Houdini traveled through time.
All right.
I even looked up what year he was born. I looked up what year the camera was first developed, which was 1826. I looked this shit up, man.
My gut instincts are not good.
Well, you know, but sometimes they are. Sometimes you just nail it. And when you said, "Oh, I think I know," I'm like, "Yeah, fuck. It's the Houdini one. I know she's going to say that."
I was very certain of that one.
Well, see, that's the thing. There's Loch Ness monsters all over the world, I guess. So
apparently, it is now 12 to 10. Good
12
job,
to
Gunner.
10. Closing
hand
the gap.
Hand me a pen so I can change your score over here.
I love that. We got to definitely get that done because it's one of those situations where I'm definitely going to come back. I'm going to be victorious and can't wait to see what happens next week.
Alrighty. Well, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at One Conspiracy and a Lie. Make sure you subscribe because it's what all the cool kids are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely do that. Leave a review. Get all that business going. And with that, we'll see you.